This is Train for Trades Guild Radio with Tom Jinks.
Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm from Chester. I'm taking the plumbing course.
Hi, Daniel.
Hello.
So, Daniel, what were you doing before Train for Trades Guild?
I am a design engineer using computer-aided design.
What does that entail, then?
I work for a company that designs a medical diagnostic machine for diabetes, so I draw things up, and that's pretty much it.
Is that sort of related to the virtual reality software then you've been using, like as a studying for the course? How have you found that?
That's been really useful, very intuitive. I've got a computer background, so I picked that up quite easily.
So let's talk about plumbing then, because obviously you're training to be a plumber. Have you always been interested in plumbing then?
I have, yes. I did a course just after I left school, but I couldn't afford at the time to take time out to become an apprentice for 2 or 3 years. I currently work in an office, fancied a change. I'm more financially stable now, so I can afford to give plumbing another go.
So you mentioned earlier that obviously you're a computer designer, and you liked the virtual reality software. How have you found the whole theory part of the course then?
The theory part's brilliant because you can work at your own pace, do as much or as little. The online tutors are there to help you, and they're very useful if you've got any questions you need to ask. But it's great because, you can learn at your own pace.
So are you working full-time around the course then, or are you just doing the course on its own?
I'm working full-time.
So how have you found it, sort of managing it and juggling it between your full-time job and the course? How have you managed to do it?
Well, I tend to do a couple of hours when I get back from work, because my wife works a little bit later than me, so whilst I'm waiting for her to come home, I generally read a few books.
Okay, so let's talk about the practical training now. How have you found it?
Yeah, it's good. This week we're doing the final bathroom installation. You get given a diagram and you basically use your skills that you've learnt to fit the bathroom, and you just left to get on with it.
What do you think of the training centre then? Have you found it helpful being there and with the tutors and everything?
Yeah, it's very good. They're always there to help. If you don't quite understand something, they'll quite happily go through it with you again, or they'll go through it with the group.
What are your plans then when you've completed your course? You've got your qualifications. Is it to go full-time as a plumber, or are you going to mix it in with your current job?
The plan at the minute is to continue working with my current job. One of my dad's friends is a gas engineer, so he's said that I can tag along with him one day a week, get a bit of confidence, and then the end goal is to become self-employed.
So, Daniel, have you got any tips or advice then to someone who wants to retrain and is thinking about doing it? Have you got any tips for them?
Just go for it. I realise now that if I'd have stuck at it when I first started doing it, I'd be in a better situation than I am now. Just don't be scared. Go for it.
So, Daniel, if you had to sum up then your whole course so far, the whole practical training, and the whole experience of your course, what would you say?
It's a good method of learning the trade, both practical and theory sides, increase your knowledge, and hopefully will make me a competent plumber when I do decide to go it alone.
That's great. Are you glad you decided to retrain then after leaving it a number of years after your original course?
Yes, definitely. Like you say, it gets a bit mundane sitting in an office all day, whereas coming down and doing the practical training gives you something different to do. In the real world, you'll be doing different things every day, so that's why I'm glad I retrained.
That's great, Daniel. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.